ఓం నమో భగవతే వాసుదేవాయ, ఓం నమో భగవతే వాసుదేవాయ, ఓం నమో భగవతే వాసుదేవాయ. నారాయణం నమస్కృత్య నరం చైవ నరోత్తమం, దేవీం సరస్వతీం వ్యాసం, తతో జయముదీరయే నష్టప్రాయేషు భద్రేషు నిత్యం భాగవత సేవయా. భగవతి ఉత్తమ శ్లోకే భక్తిర్భవతి నైష్టికీ. టుడే వి ఆర్ రీడింగ్ ఫ్రమ్ శ్రీమద్ భాగవతం క్యాంటో 7 చాప్టర్ 9 టెక్స్ట్ నంబర్ 11. నా ఏవా ఆత్మనః ప్రభుః అయం నిజలాభపూర్ణః మానం జనాః అవిదుషః కరుణః వ్రిణీతే యత్యత్ జనః భగవతే విదధీత మానం తత్ చ ఆత్మనే ప్రతిముఖస్య యథా ముఖశ్రీః. నైవాత్మనః ప్రభురయం నిజలాభపూర్ణో మానం జనాత్ అవిదుషః కరుణో వ్రిణీతే. యద్యజ్జనో భగవతే విదధీత మానం తచ్చాత్మనే ప్రతిముఖస్య యథా ముఖశ్రీః. నైవాత్మనః ప్రభురయం నిజలాభపూర్ణో మానం జనాద్ అవిదుషః కరుణో వ్రిణీతే. యద్యజ్జనో భగవతే విదధీత మానం తచ్చాత్మనే ప్రతిముఖస్య యథా ముఖశ్రీః. నైవాత్మనః ప్రభురయం నిజలాభపూర్ణో మానం జనాత్ అవిదుషః కరుణో వ్రిణీతే. యద్యజ్జనో భగవతే విదధీత మానం తచ్చాత్మనే ప్రతిముఖస్య యథా ముఖశ్రీ. బోలో ना नार एवा सर्टेनली आत्मनः फॉर हिज पर्सनल बेनिफिट प्रभुः लॉर्ड अयम् दिस निजलावपूर्णः इज ऑलवेज सैटिस्फाइड इन हिमसेल्फ ही डज नॉट नीड टू बी सैटिस्फाइड बाय द सर्विस ऑफ अदर्स मानम रेस्पेक्ट जनात फ्रॉम ए पर्सन अविदुषः हू डज नॉट नो दैट एम ऑफ लाइफ इज टू प्लीज द सुप्रीम लॉर्ड करुणः द सुप्रीम पर्सनलिटी ऑफ गॉड हेड हू इज सो काइंड टू दिस फूलिश एंड इग्नोरेंट पर्सन वृणीते एक्सेप्ट यत यत वॉट एवर जनः ए पर्सन भगवते अंडर द सुप्रीम पर्सनलिटी ऑफ गॉड हेड विदधीता मे ऑफर मानम वर्शिप तत् दैट च इंडीड आत्मने फॉर हिज ओन बेनिफिट प्रतिमुखस्य ऑफ द रिफ्लेक्शन ऑफ द फेस इन द मिरर यथा जस्ट एज मुखश्री ही द डेकोरेशन ऑफ द फेस Translation purported by His Divine Grace A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Srila Prabhupada. Translation: The Supreme Lord, the Supreme Personality of Godhead, is always fully satisfied in Himself. Therefore, when something is offered to Him, the offering by the Lord's mercy is for the benefit of the devotee. For the Lord does not need service from anyone. To give an example, if one's face is decorated, the reflection of one's face is in a mirror is also seen to be decorated. Purport: In Bhakti Yoga, it is recommended that a devotee follow 9 principles. Shravanam Kirtanam Vishnu, Smaranam Pada Sevanam, Archanam Vandanam Dasyam, Sakyam Atmanivedanam. This service of glorifying the Lord by hearing, chanting and so on is not of course meant for the benefit of the Lord. This devotional service is recommended for the benefit of the devotee. The Lord is always glorious, whether the devotee glorifies Him or not. But if the devotee engages in glorifying the Lord, the devotee himself automatically becomes glorious. Cheto darpanam arjanam bhavamaha davagni nirvapanam. By glorifying the Lord constantly, the living entity becomes purified in the core of his heart, and thus he can understand that he does not belong to the material world, but is a spirit soul whose actual activity is to advance in Krishna consciousness, so that he may become free from material clutches. Thus the blazing fire of material existence is immediately extinguished. Bhava maha davagni nirvapanam. A foolish person is amazed that Krishna orders sarvadharman parityajya mamekam sharanam raja. Abandon all varieties of religious activities and just surrender unto me. Some foolish scholars even say that this is too much to demand. But this demand is not for the benefit of the Supreme Personality of Godhead. Rather, it is for the benefit of human society. If human beings individually and collectively surrender everything to the Supreme Personality of Godhead in full Krishna consciousness, all of human society will benefit. One who does not dedicate everything to the Supreme Lord is described in this verse as Avidusha, a rascal. In Bhagavad Gita 7.15, the Lord Himself speaks in the same way. Namam duskritino mudah prapadyante anyadevata prapadyante naradama mayaya apahrita jnana asuram bhavam ashita. Those miscreants who are grossly foolish, lowest among mankind, whose knowledge is stolen by illusion, and who partake of the atheistic nature of demons, do not surrender unto me. Because of ignorance and misfortune, the atheists and aradamas, the lowest of men, do not surrender unto the Supreme Personality of Godhead. Therefore, although the Supreme Lord Krishna is full in Himself, He appears in different yugas to demand the surrender of the conditioned souls so that they will benefit by becoming free from the material clutches. In conclusion, the more we engage in Krishna consciousness and render service unto the Lord, the more we benefit. Krishna does not need service from any of us. Om Ajnana Timirandasya Jnananjana Salakaya Chakshur Unmilitam Yena Tasmai Shri Gurave Namaha Jaya Shri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Shri Advaita Gadadara Shri Vasadi Gauravakta Vrinda Hare Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare Hare. So the chapter of the name of the chapter is Prahlad Maharaj. Prahlada pacifies the Lord with prayers. So the Lord was in a very angry mood because his devotee Prahlad was harassed by demon Hiranyakashipu. So that's why he was so angry. So all the demigods and all the other great personalities, they offered prayers, but still the Lord is not pacified. Right? So it is said that Lakshmiji also did not see this form before because she did not know. Yeah, even though I think in Hari Varsha, Lord Nishingadev is worshipped by Prahlad Maharaj. So there is a loka also, but there he is in the form of four-handed form. Right? So the Lord is actually, it is said that Prahlad Maharaj is a devotee of Lord Krishna. Krishna Graha Grihitatma. You know, it is said in earlier chapters. So he is actually a devotee of Lord Krishna. Many people, they ask, why do we worship Lord Nishingadev in our sampradaya? Right? But actually, even in Golok, Prabhupada said, even in Golok Vrindavan, Mother Yashoda and Nanda Maharaj, they worship Lord Nishingadev. So actually, Lord Nishingadev is Krishna himself. Because Prahlad Maharaj is devotee of Lord Krishna and is always meditating on Krishna's two-handed form. But because of the condition set by Hiranyakashipu, the Lord has to appear in this form of lion, of man. Once one devotee was explaining why the Lord appeared in this form. You know, lion, a proportion, and human, nara form in the lower portion. Right? It is said that the Lord has developed so much love for Prahlad Maharaj, for his devotee, that you see, usually in the animal species like tigers and lioness and all, when they experience love for her cub, the mother, licks the body of, even the cow also, licks the body of, the child. But they don't have the facility of keeping the child on their lap. Right? But the human mothers, usually you don't see mothers licking the child. But they have the facility of keeping the child on their laps. Right? So both the activities are very pleasurable to the mother. Right? But usually you cannot, if you are a human being, you cannot lick the child. Right? You can only keep. But if you are an animal, you can lick the child, but you cannot keep the child on the lap. The Lord wanted to do both, it seems. He wanted to lick the child, he lick his devotee, and also keep Prahlad Maharaj on his lap. That is why the Lord appeared as a Narahari. Right? So that's why he was licking and keeping the Prahlad Maharaj on the lap. Right? So why they give a explanation why, Hiranyakashipu, he kept him, Lord kept him on his lap. right? And then he opened the heart. He tore apart the heart. So, Sri Vaishnava Acharya's comment that the Lord tore open the heart to see where he wanted to deliver the Hiranyakashipu very badly. Right? So, he wanted to see any little bit of devotion is there in the heart. That's why he tore apart. So, why did he sit on the throne of the Hiranyakashipu? Because after all, he was his devotee previous life, right? So he wanted to honor Hiranyakashipu by sitting on the throne of Hiranyakashipu, like that. So that is why Prahlad Maharaj says that that navayjano na brahmaya na bhavaya na tu ramasya Yasmin Arpita Sirasi Padmakara Prasadaha. You know, in the later verses, Prahlad Maharaj says, my dear Lord, even this Brahmaji, Lord Brahma, Lord Shiva, and your own Lakshmi Devi, Naramasya, they did not receive this kind of mercy. You know, that you know, you have kept your lotus hand on my head. You know, like that. So the Lord is very merciful to his devotees, just like Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, when he went to Simhachalam, he prayed to the Lord that, you know, just like a lioness, he is very fearful to the enemies, but very affectionate towards her cubs. In the same way, the Lord is very, very fearful to his non-devotees, demons, but he is very affectionate towards his devotees. So, devotees, sometimes devotees are very afraid of the Lord's form, you know. Initially, when Srila Prabhupada asked Mataji, Jadurani Mataji, to paint this picture here, so she used to go to some slaughterhouses here and there to see the Bhayanak Drishya and all. So she painted and then she gave it to Prabhupada. So that time Prabhupada was staying in the New Jersey on the beach side, and Govindasi Mataji and her husband Gaurasundar Prabhu, they were serving Srila Prabhupada. So when Govindasi Mataji saw this picture, bionic picture of Narasingadev killing Hiranyakashipu, she became very frightened, and then she has hidden that painting behind below some bed. So Srila Prabhupada was searching, where is the picture? Then Govindas Maharaj said, Prabhupada, I have hidden it. Said, what happened? No, I am very scared of this picture, you know. Lord killing. Then Prabhupada said, no, Lord is very kind. You know, Lord is very kind to his devotees. There is one pastime in Mayapur, Narasingadev, that one brahmachari, he was every day serving the Lord. So, first day in 1992, I remember, first day when I had darshan of Mangalarti darshan in Mayapur, that snake was moving like this. That time I was Karmi. So, I became very frightened. What is this? You know, snake is moving. Like that. See the form, you know, in the dark. You know, like that. So, one devotee was serving Lord Narasingadev. So, he was very scared all the time of Lord's, you know, Lord Narasingadev's form. Then, like somehow or other, he would finish the seva and then run like that. So, like we have bunk bed, you know, so in the ashram they have. So once he was sleeping, yeah. So he was sleeping in gamcha. Yeah, he was sleeping in his gamcha. After the service, he finished his service. He came and was sleeping, and the devotee on the upper berth, he was not there. So, suddenly, she felt, you know, that some very heavy thing was sitting, you know, on that bed. He felt that heaviness, you know, the bed became very heavy. And then the devotee became very frightened and he got up. Then he saw Lord Narasingadev sitting there on the bed, Uparka. Then, you know, Then the Lord asked him, it seems, why are you afraid? Why are you afraid of me? Then he, he scratched his back. With his nails. So there were scratch marks on his back. Then he became pagal, So sometime at 2 o'clock, 3 o'clock in the morning, then he came running with the gamcha. Lord Nishingadev ki jai, Lord Nishingadev ki jai. All the devotees, what happened, in the middle of the night, what happened? Then he said, like this. So he showed the scratches. For a long time, the devotee retained the scratches of the Lord Nishingadev's body. Then after that, he was not afraid of Lord Nishingadev. Right? So basically, so that is why Prahlad Maharaj is not afraid of the Lord Nishingadev. So he is Bindas. Right? Maya ke das, sada udas. Krishna ke das, Bindas. Right? So he was very Bindas, offering very wonderful prayers. Right? Why? Because he got the mercy of Lord Nishingadev. He kept his lotus hand on the head of Shri Prahlad Maharaj. So, in this verse, Prahlad Maharaj, such wonderful prayers, this chapter, one should by heart all these verses and offer prayers to the Lord every day, very important verses. Naivatmana Prabhurayam Nijalabha Purne. So, Srila Prabhupada asked this question. The Lord is saying all the time, surrender unto me, surrender unto me. If I surrender my wife, my children, my property, don't I become insolvent? Don't I become a beggar? How will I survive? Srila Prabhupada raises this question. So why should, don't you think so? What do you say? Right? Is this too much? Krishna is asking Sarvadharman Parityaja, give up everything and surrender unto me. Right? Bhaktivinoda Thakur also says, my house, my wife, everything to you, I am surrendering. Manas deho geho, jokichimor. Arpilu tuva pade, nanda kishor. Right? So what do you think? What is your name? Huh? Deepak? Suppose if you give all your money, your property, your house to Krishna, don't you become insolvent? Prabhupada says, Nate viduhu, they are fools, Prabhupada says. Nate viduhu swardagatim hi Vishnu. Durashaya ye bahirartha manina. Durashaya means? Durashaya means? False? Who told you? Durashaya means? Asha means? Asha means? Hope. Right? Asha means hope. Durashaya means? That hope which cannot be. Prabhupada was asking his English disciples, foreign disciples, what is the meaning of. Then he was saying, he coined a word. Utopia. What? Utopia. Means, Prabhupada says that just see this President Nixon, he got elected, after working very, very hard so many years, he got elected. After 3-4 years, again he got impeached. Or President Kennedy, he got killed. So people work very, very hard. People work very, very hard for something which is very, very temporary. That is called, Prabhupada said, is it not utopia? Utopian? People desiring, working very hard and they want to become this, they want to become that. Right? So nowadays if you see, people are working so hard, they have to work so hard. Prabhupada, when Srila Prabhupada was traveling, from Mayapur to Calcutta, he saw so many people from Panihatti or Panihatti. So they were traveling every day to Calcutta. Prabhupada saw devotee people are every day they travel from Chicago to Montreal by flight. Whatever. You know, from one country to another country they are traveling. They had to work so hard. You know, they had to work so hard. So Prabhupada says, then Prabhupada was crying. He said, why, you know, they are, you know, working so hard. They are servants of Krishna. Like that. Because they did not know their own self-interest. Nowadays, people have to work so hard. Whether somebody is earning 1 lakh rupees, managing director, whatever, and a pune also in an office, they have to work equally hard. You know, a pune gets only 5,000-6,000 rupees. A manager may get 1 lakh rupees. But both of them have to work very hard. Is it not? It's very. In Qatar, they are building a studio stadium for football. So many Indians are going there and working, and they are very inhuman conditions. They are ruthless, these Arabs, ruthless people. They are making them work hard. And so many Indians are dying because of 50 degrees centigrade, 54 degrees centigrade heat they have to work. And they just drop down and dead it seems. And they don't even stop the work. They throw the bodies in the ocean or whatever. And they continue to work. You know. So they are majboor, you know, they have like that. In the same way, rich people also, you know, a poor man working hard in the fields, he becomes very tired because of physical labor. And a rich man becomes very tired because of mental tiredness. Right? So this is, Prabhupada says, this is durashaya e bahirarthamaninaha, working very hard, you know, to satisfy the senses. But andha yatander upaniyamana, you know, Prabhupada says that this andha means all these leaders, they are blind. So blind means what? In what way they are blind? Huh? Prabhupada says, they cannot see the future. That is why they are blind. Very good. They cannot see the future. That is why Tepi Shatantra Urudhamna Baddha. You know. So they are thinking, Prabhupada says that, you know, like in India, you know, like in Mumbai, they have trains, you know, full. Right? Somebody called somebody, hey, kidhar hai tu? Today my massage le raha hu. Kya ho gaya? I am traveling in the you know, free massage. You know, in the local trains. Like that. So Srila Prabhupada says that why this man traveling from Virar to Churchgate, Churchgate to Virar? You know why? Because he works hard like a donkey. And because he cannot give up the association of women at home. He is thinking, you know, if I am working very hard, you know, I can enjoy with the woman. Right? Prabhupada says that is actually utopia. Once, you know, one man, he has got a girlfriend. He has got a 350cc Enfield Bullet. You know Enfield Bullet motorbike? But da 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 da, you know, it makes sound. You know? So it is a, you know, Royal Enfield. You know? Andhra mein, you know, it's a mooch hona chahiye usko chalane ke liye. Da 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 da. So it makes a lot of sound. So that girlfriend was objecting because then he was having problem. He was unable to speak to his girlfriend behind his back. You know, because so much noise and all. So he sold off that bike and he purchased a scooty. Right? After that he got married. 1 year after marriage, he again purchased 500cc Enfield bike. This is called, you know, utopia. Right? So, that is why Prabhupada is saying that one should worship Krishna. Right? So, Prabhupada raises this question. Nijalabha Purna, are we doing any favor by worshipping Krishna to Krishna? Are we doing any favor to Krishna? Like that. No. But actually, Krishna is transcendental. You know, Krishna is transcendental. Nobody can be a friend to Krishna and nobody can be an enemy to Krishna. Yeah? Nobody can be enemy to Krishna. Because Krishna is self-satisfied. Krishna is self-satisfied. Nobody, there is no need. But still, why Krishna is saying, you know, patram pushpam phalam toyam yome bhaktya prayachati. Right? Because Srila Prabhupada explains that actually everybody is thinking, this is mine, this is mine, this is mine. But actually everything belongs to Krishna. Because Krishna says, you know, bhumirapa analo vayukkamanu buddhirevacha ahankaram itiyame bina prakriti astada. Everything belongs to me and we also belong to Krishna. Apareyam itastva anyam prakritim, you know, vidhime param. Jeevabhutam mahabaho yayedam dharyate jagat. So, everything belongs to Krishna. But we are thinking in between we are coming and selling, this is mine, this is mine, this is mine. You know? But Krishna, you know, is not liking this. Because, so what he wants is not that, you know, he wants big, big temples. You know? Not that. Prabhupada says, Krishna is so great that he is creating so many universes simply by his breath. By his breathing. So what is this, you know, your small temple will satisfy him? Prabhupada says, still it satisfies him. So what he wants, patram pushpam phalam toyam, yome bhakte prayachati. So what he wants is, Prabhupada says, that Krishna wants our love and faith. Our love he wants. You know, because why Krishna wants our love? Is he incomplete? No. Because it is good for us. If you love Krishna, it is good for us. Like that. Right? So, this patram pushpam phalam toyam, Radha Govindamaya says that sometimes, you know, these rich people, they don't, you know, they don't want to come and ask, you know, the Lord. So, he said, Krishna is saying, okay, you don't want to give, take from me, you give. Because they are proud, you know. Many people, they are very proud. Swamiji, main 50 rupees leke aaya hoon, itna idhar baitha hoon. Yeah, they think, you know, I made these factories and all. Right, but actually it's not like that, right? So, it is, patram pushpam phalam toyam is meant for us. You know, so Krishna, okay, if you don't want to take from us, you know, you take like that. So Krishna becomes so satisfied if you offer with love, you know, and faith. Then even if you small thing also, Krishna is satisfied, right? But like Duryodhan, he is offering, you know, paneer sabji, meva or mava, whatever. Then all these opulent foodstuffs. Krishna said, oh, no, I am not going to eat in your house. You know, I am going to eat in a Vidura's house only. Right? Duryodhan said, Vasudev, I am again, you know, inviting you. You know, please come, you know, to my house, you know, and take, I accept lunch. Because I cook so many nice foodstuffs. You know, puri, bhaji, paneer, halwa, sweet rice, you know, rasgulla, so many items. Krishna said, usually we don't, we eat in two people's houses. One is, if you love somebody, if you love somebody, we will eat in that person's house. Number two, if somebody is hosting us, you know, we will eat. So you are, it's neither I love you, nor you are hosting. So how can I eat in your house? Right? Like that. So he said, I will go to Vidura's house only. So Vidura said, Vasudev, I did not expect so much unintelligence from you. Said, why? Krishna said, why? oh, he is already angry, and now he will become more angry. Is there any possibility of truth, then that also you have spoiled it by coming to my house. Krishna laughed. No, I come to the house where devotees offer me with love. Then I won't go to Duryodhana's place, even if he offers meva. Kuch gana hai na, bhajan hai na? Duryodhan ka meva chode. Saak? Saak vidur gar khaye, aisa kuch hai. Right? So, once there is one devotee, every day he was worshipping the Lord. He is worshipping the Lord very nicely. Like that. So, everything, whatever it comes, that's what, Prabhupada says in the lecture, that whatever comes, you should offer to Krishna and then accept. Whatever, as prasad. Ishavashyam idam sarvam, yatkinchit jagatyam jagat. Right? Everything. Like that. Everything he was offering. And, but he would never ask anything from Krishna. Never ask. He will only give to Krishna. Like that. So one day, when he came back from office, when he went to his puja room, he did not find Krishna. Said, what happened? He asked his wife and children. Said, where is Krishna? Then he was crying and all. And then wife and children came. Said, kya andha ho gaya, kya udhar hi baitha hai? Said, no, where is Krishna? He was crying. Then he called his relatives and said, they are saying, I am saying Krishna is not there. My wife and children are saying Krishna is there. Can you find Krishna? He said, yeah, pagal hai, andha ho gaya. Krishna is there. Can't see? So the devotee became very mad. Said, kya ho gaya? Krishna became offended or what? Said, I might have committed some aparad. Like that. So, what happened? Actually, suppose you take loans from somebody. Right? Sometimes some people are like that, right? They take loans and keep they lead their lives like that. So one day then lender will ask, kab doge, where is my money? Initially they'll say, okay, I'll give in 1 week, 10 days, 1 month. After 6 months, 1 year, what you will do? You will hide your face. Isn't it? You will hide your face. Because, if he is coming in the street, you see him, then you change the path. Like that, because you don't want to show your face, because you want to hide. Like that. So, that devotee was crying and crying. Then he said, I will commit suicide because I might have committed aparad. What is the use? Like that. So early in the morning, he was going to the river to drown himself and die. There he saw one very miserable person who is afflicted with leprosy. Then when this person was about to drown, this man, he caught hold of the feet of that person very tightly. I heard that you are a very great devotee of the Lord. And, please pray to the Lord that, I should become all right because I am suffering so much. Like that. Then that devotee thought, okay, I am dying, so before dying, I will do something. Then he prayed to the Lord, that my dear Lord, if I have done any devotional service, please make him all right, because he is suffering so much. Later. Then suddenly became all right. You know? Then he thought, "Hare, Krishna is very kind. He is not offended with me." Then he changed his mind and then he went back to his house. So that time, when he went to the puja room, Krishna is there. Krishna is there on the altar. You know? Then what happened? Then he prayed to the Lord, "My dear Lord, kya leela hai? What is this that you disappeared?" Then Krishna told him, "I am really feeling ashamed to show my face. Because all the time you are only giving me, you are not taking anything from me." You know, you are not taking anything from me. So, now you took something from me, I am relieved. Like that. So, Krishna becomes indebted if you offer everything with love. Right? But he doesn't need all these things. Still he doesn't need all these things. Like that. So, simply by serving the Lord, you know, one becomes, you know, glorified. Just like Prabhupada says, Prahlad Maharaj says, that if you have decorated your face and you see yourself in the mirror, that reflection in the mirror is also decorated. In the same way, the Lord doesn't need anything. You know, He is fully opulent. He is self-sufficient. Right? He is self-sufficient. But, you know, if you serve the Lord, we will become benefited. Right? So, Prabhupada says, Avidusha means they have gone to Harvard University, but they are Avidusha. They go to Harvard University, IIM Ahmedabad, right? MBA. But actually, they are Avidusha, spiritually blind. So they are ignorant only. You know, they are ignorant only. So this world is like that. So Prabhupada says, these communists, they say, "Why do you build these temples? Why do you build these temples? There are already so many temples." You know, Prabhupada says that in Srirangam, there is a huge temple, miles and miles of distance. You know, there are 7 gates. Like that. Right? So, there is no productivity, unproductive activity. This communist say, building the temples is a unproductive activity. Right? Somebody asked Prabhupada, "There are already so many temples, why are you building another temple?" Right? What did Prabhupada reply? Huh? What did Prabhupada reply? Prabhupada said, "There are already so many children, why do you want to have your own child?" Right? Right? Like this, for everything, Prabhupada has an answer, you know. Like that. So, in all these temples, Prabhupada says that everything is offered to Krishna because Krishna is fully self-satisfied. You know, He simply spiritualizes that food and leaves it to us. Right? So those people who are serving Krishna, you know, they get full Mahaprasad. Right? Whatever Krishna ate, you also will get. So why you are saying it's unproductive? People, so many people get to take prasad. So your stomach is full, at the same time you become benefited also. You will become spiritually realized by taking prasad. Right? Your full stomach is full at the same time. So that is why we should serve Krishna. So Maharaj Kulashekar also is praying. Nate na purushottame tri jagatam ekadipe chetasa sevye svasya padasya datari pare narayane tishtati yam kanchit purushadamam katipaya grame shamalpartadham mudamai mrugamaye naramaho mudavarakavayam. He says, "My dear Lord, you are so complete in yourself. You are Narayana. You know, you are the Supreme Personality of Godhead. You are the one who created all these worlds. Natena Purushottame Tri Jagatam. But all these Vaikuntha planets and all, they exist in you. Tri Jagatam. Ekadipe Chetasa Sevye Swasya Padasya Dhatari Pare Narayana Tishtati. Chetasa means even if somebody is serving you, even in the mind, somebody serves you in the mind also, you will become satisfied. You will become so much satisfied. What do you give in return? What do you give in return? Himself. He gives himself. He gives Vaikuntha. He gives Golok Vrindavan to you. Even if you do service in the mind. Say, you know, Chetasa Sevye Swasya Padasya Dhatari Pare Narayana Tishtati. But my dear Lord, we are so foolish. Yamkanchit Purushadamam Katipaya Gramesha Malpartatam Sevayai Murugyamahe Naramaho Muda Varakavayam. We are so foolish, my dear Lord, for very small, meager returns, we are ready to serve some village chief. So Prabhupada said, you become great by serving the great. You heard this? You become great by serving the great. Once one person, he wanted to serve the greatest man. So he went to the village chief. He thought everybody is serving him, worshipping him. I also should serve, because he thought he is the greatest. So he was serving him very sincerely to the village chief. One day, after serving him for some time, one day the governor of that state, he came. And this village chief, he started serving him. Yeah. Then he thought, oh, this village chief is not the greatest and this governor is the greatest. Then he wanted to serve him. Then governor accepted him. You know, then the governor, then he started serving the governor very sincerely. And after some time, that governor, the king came to meet him, and the governor started serving the king, then this person understood, this governor is not the greatest, the king is the greatest. Then he went to the king, capital, and then he started serving the king. Then after some time, he saw the king went into the forest. You know, he went into the forest. Then he started serving one sage. Then that person said, I thought king is the greatest, but the king is also serving a sage. That means sage is the greatest. Then he surrendered to that sage. You know, I thought all this, but king, even the king of the country is serving you. You must be the greatest. That sage said, no, I am not the greatest. You go to the nearby Krishna temple. He is the greatest. Right? So then he went to that nearby Krishna temple. Then he started serving the deity. And the deity told him, yes, what you are thinking is correct. I am the greatest. Right? So you become great by serving the great. Right? That is why we should serve only Krishna. Prabhupada writes in one purport that those who are not surrendered to Krishna completely, you know, then what is the use of their living? Even the bellows also are breathing. You know, such life is useless. You know, so condemnable like that. So Prabhupada recommends that, you know, we should always serve Krishna, and you know, neha vikramanasosti pratyavaho na vidyate svalpam apyasya dharmasya trayato mahato bhayat. Right? So even if you serve little bit, you know, Krishna consciousness, it will have a permanent effect on you. Then Prabhupada told, Krishna will protect you. Then Prabhupada told, some of our female devotees, Matajis, they were being attacked by black Negroes. And they started chanting loudly Narsingha Mantra. And immediately, Krishna came and protected them. So like that, even if you, little bit also, if you chant, do little service also, Krishna is greatly satisfied. And, you know, Krishna will, you know, benedict us. Right? So whatever, so we should not be afraid, you know, we should not be afraid of surrendering to Krishna. Right? Vitaraga bhayakrodha manmaya mam upashtita bahavo jnana tapasa putamad bhavamagataha. So Krishna says, there are many also before Vitaraga bhayakrodha. By giving up, raga means attachment, Vitaraga, bhaya means fear, krodha means anger. By giving up all these three things, Vitaraga bhayakrodha manmaya mam upashtita, they have taken shelter of me. Bahavo jnana tapasa means many, there are many bahavo jnana tapasa putamat bhavamagataha. They became purified by this process, by surrendering unto me. You know, by surrendering unto me. Then, you know, bhavamagataha, they have developed love for me. Right? So we should always take example of great devotees who have become successful in practicing Krishna consciousness. Right? We should follow in their footsteps, not the ones who have failed and left the movement. Right? So this Krishna consciousness is so powerful. Somebody told Prabhupada, oh, your devotees, they are like koila. I know, how much ever you wash them, coal, charcoal, they cannot get, it cannot become white. Right? So, Prabhupada said, oh, you know, if you give lot of, if you put lot of pressure on charcoal, koila, it become big diamond. Right? So if you put this pressure of Krishna consciousness on these souls, you know, on these souls, they will become diamonds, you know, pure devotees of the Lord. Another time, somebody told Prabhupada, your devotees, I see you are giving lecture. Most of the time they are sleeping. Most of your disciples, they sleep in your class. You know? Like that. So Prabhupada, once Prabhupada was giving a lecture and then he saw, you know, all the devotees, you know, they are doing dive bomber japa, right? Dive bomber hearing. Right? So Prabhupada, he was talking, everything is, Krishna is only controller. By Krishna's mercy only everything is going on. Then he saw all these devotees, you know, sleeping in the class. Now also I can understand, you know, this movement is also is going on by Krishna's mercy only. Right? Right? So Prabhupada asked him, do you think how much they must be listening? So that person said, maybe 5%. Indian was conversing, you know, 5%. They may be hearing. Just see, simply by hearing 5%, they have given up their opulent lifestyle, their America, good, you know, education and all, and they surrender unto me. They surrender to me. You, what have you done? What have you done? Right? So like that, what a no problem. If somebody is sleeping also, you know, somehow, you know, we should follow this process. Badri Narayana Maharaj was saying that this Mangalarti, this system, that process that Prabhupada has given us is so perfect. You know, then he said that Prabhupada told that every day, everybody must attend Mangalarti. If you cannot stand, you can sit. If you cannot sit, you lie down. But you must come for Mangalarti. Right? So, this is a great movement where Prabhupada has given us, you know, this great process of chanting Hare Krishna. So, simply by, Krishna doesn't need all these opulent dresses, you know, opulent footsteps, opulent temples. Right? Krishna built 16,108 palaces in Dwarka. right? But if you offer any temple, not that you know I'll build a temple so that I will it will be you know my retirement home. I'm very afraid, you know. Mandir se nikal diya to kya hoga, you know. So build a temple, then nobody can remove me from the, you know, post throughout my life. Arey, maine banaya mandir, you know. Then they fight, you know, court case. No, it's not like that, right? We build the temple for the satisfaction of Krishna, right? Then we ourselves will be benefited, and the whole world will be also benefited. Hare Krishna. Any questions, comments? Mike?
Hare Krishna. Thank you, Prabhuji. You mentioned about the verse Vitaraga Bhaya Krodha. So sometimes, often in my case, when we do services and some other devotee has done some mistake, I tend to become angry. So is it okay or is it also to be
given? That is not anger, you know. I was hearing a lecture by Radha Govind Maharaj. He was saying that suppose if somebody is sleeping, you know, somebody is sleeping during Mangalarti, before Mangalarti, he didn't wake up. So if you don't wake him up, if you don't become angry with him and you don't wake him up, that means you are envious of that person. You know. So if somebody is not doing service properly, once Prabhupada chastised Shyam Sundar Gurudas Prabhu very, very harsh, very hard, you know, very bad. Then later on Prabhupada told, I am very sorry, but actually Prabhupada told him that if you learn anything the hard way, you will remember always. You know, sometimes some devotees, they say, okay, we have done a mistake, why can't you say nicely, you know? They, you know, they demand, the authority should say very nicely, sweetly to him, right? So we should not expect that. So when we become chastised heavily, then we will remember always, right? So if you have authority, you should become angry if somebody does something wrong, in a constructive way, not that, you know, out of envy or, you know. So that anger is required. Right? Srila Prabhupada used to say, I am a very hot tempered person. You know? So once Bhakti Jar Maharaj, Prabhupada was there in the proper quarters. Then he was feeling, he wanted to drink orange juice. So that time Bhakti Jar Maharaj was serving him. So he told Bhakti Jar Maharaj, get me orange juice, I am feeling, you know, little appetite, I want to drink. Because for so many days he didn't take anything. So unfortunately, oranges were not there. So he went to Jhub. That time, you know, all. So he went to the market. By the time he brought, Prabhupada was very angry. It became very late. So Prabhupada threw it away. Then Prabhupada chastised Bhakti Chara Maharaj, saying that, you know, I felt hungry after a long time and I wanted to drink something, he could not provide. Like that, he chastised him. So Bhakti Chara Maharaj started crying and all. Then later on, Prabhupada became cool then. And then Prabhupada called him, said, I am very sorry, I chastised you, you know, I become old, you know, I become very impatient, you know, sorry for the... Bhakti Chara Maharaj said, no Prabhupada, you know, you have every right to chastise me, you know, it is your mercy that, you know, you chastise me. So, if the spiritual master, or if the spiritual authority, after seeing you committing some mistake, if he is not... becoming angry with you, that means he has, that is called upeksha, means he has neglected you. If the spiritual master doesn't chastise you when you do some mistake, that means
neglected.
That means he has rejected you. So we should be ready to be chastised, so that proper, you know, mentality you should develop. Not that, you know, somebody chastises us and, you know, he becomes our enemy. Right? Correct? Huh? Huh? Correct?
Maharaj told that Prabhupada did not throw the glass. Prabhupada was very unhappy. He was ringing the bell continuously. So when he brought, Prabhupada was not taking. But Maharaj was fearful and he also was concerned that Prabhupada needs it. So he kept a glass in front of Prabhupada. Prabhupada did not take for a long time. And he kept standing. And then Prabhupada took it. And then later on Prabhupada said what you said.
Different versions. But you heard from Bhakti Charmara?
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay. Anything else? Grandrashimad Bhagavatam ki. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama.